Okay, let's start a new perek. Be'ezah Hashem, Yisborach. Perek Cheska Sabbatim. Now, the truth is, Cheska Sabbatim is a difficult perek. There's a lot of concepts and a lot of different concepts, and you know, it's not as many things which are basics in Toin V'Nitzen and Migus and Tainus. But I think if we do it slowly and we go step by step, we'll at least get exposed to these inyanim. You know, it's a good thing. It's something that you can, you know, something you can put in the bank, so to speak. It might not be so relevant halacha l'maaseh. We're not going to have such cases. There's so many different facets to every shaila, obviously, to every chayish mishmit question. But at least we'll get the concept and know what the concepts are, and that's really something, and it's something worthwhile. So let's learn this together. Perek Cheska Sabbatim. And like we always do, you know, we'll try and give and take, because you know, it always comes out clearest when we learn together. So basically, you know, the first Mishnah speaks about Cheska Sabbatim, Vavoyres, Vashichin, Vamores, Vashevkes, Vamechotzoyes, Vizban, Vishlochin, Vavodim, Vachosheus, Vapirastodi, Cheskosn, Shalashonim, Meyem Leyem, which talks about Chazoka on homes, or on pits, or on all types of things that you're able to reap its fruits for. So the Mishnah says, as a general rule, the Chazoka of these things is 3 years that you have to reap its fruits. You have to use it as owners would use it, and then you have a chazaka in these items. So before we go into the Rashi, into the Rabbeinu Gershom, into the Diak over here, before we get to that, what is a chazaka? What's the concept of chazaka? Why is it the Mishnah seems to only mention karka, land, right, homes and pits and things which are attached to the ground? Avodim is different. What, 3 years? What's the whole concept of chazakas? That's the first thing we have to understand as an introduction. So the Ritva, when he starts off Cheska Sabbatim, number one on the sheet, he says, when it says over here chazakas, by the way, he says, has nothing to do with the Kinyan chazaka. Has nothing to do with the way you acquire something. The halacha is that you acquire land by nal gadol l'parat, right? You acquire land either with a shtar or with a chazaka. Karka niknes b'kesef shtar v'chazaka. So you acquire land with a chazaka. This has nothing to do with that, says the Ritva. Famous, I mean, everybody knows what this is. It's just worthwhile seeing inside. Cheska Sabbatim Pirish. Kol ha-chazokas ha-niskomas bekan heim chazokas shel raya dukmu b'mokim shtar v'edim. Which means all these chazokas that Mishnah is talking about is not to acquire it the first time, but it's a chazaka as a proof. Chazaka shel raya dukmu b'mokim shtar v'edim. In lieu of witnesses saying that it belongs to you, or in lieu of a document that's saying it belongs to you, you need a chazaka that takes the place of the shtar and the edim. Ve'ein zu chazaka the kinyan and his keres menachasim sheyze machayis, and it's nothing to do with the way you acquire land, menachasim sheyze machayis, which means land. Ve'ein adayim zu lezuklal. It's exact opposite, he says. Dilu cheskas kinyan, when I acquire something by making a chazaka, hu tikun begufa shel karka. So that's only something if I fix and I better the actual land itself. Kidetnam, nol gadol uparat, harezu chazaka. Which means that I have to do something to the land that shows ownership. There, I have to do something to the land itself that shows ownership. I fix the land, I lock the land, I dig in the land, harezu chazaka. Vachilas peiros, but if I would, rather than doing something to the land, but I would reap the fruits of the land, I would eat the fruits of the land, ain't a kinyan. That's not a kinyan. By a cheskas kinyan, a chazaka which is a kinyan. But over here, ilu cheskas raya, that's what he calls it, not a cheskas kinyan, but a chazaka which is a proof that the land belongs to me, he behefech. It's the opposite. The tikun ain't a raya, the fact that I go and I did something to the field, that's not a raya. I can do 3 years, I can fix up the field. That doesn't do anything. Why not? Whoever wants to go fix my land, by all means. So the fact that I'm fixing the land, which was usually a chazaka for a kinyan, is not going to help for a cheskas raya. So it already off the bat says that this chazaka that the Mishnah is talking about is not a cheskas kinyan. Cheskas kinyan is doing something to land. Here it's a sign of ownership, which is a cheskas raya. What does that mean, cheskas raya? In lieu of the shtar and the edim. So what does that mean? How does that work? So the way it works, and we all know this, because we all learned Bavasa when we were in yeshiva, the concept is that, generally speaking, you know, if I have ownership on the land, right, So the previous owner might come and say, what are you doing in my land? Get out of my land. So by me saying, either I can bring Adam that this is my land, I bought this land, or I can keep my deed. By the way, I bought my house 3 years ago. I still hold on to my deed, right? I hold on to the star. And then there's a new thing, which is Chazaka Gimel Shanim, which means if I showed ownership in the land for 3 years, that's in lieu, like the Ritva says. It's B'makam Shtar V'Edim. It's in lieu of the star and in lieu of the Edim that shows ownership of the land. And that's what this mission is talking about. Chazaka, not to acquire something, but to show ownership of the land by using it like Bailim do, like he says, Achilas Peyot B'Shufi, like Bailim do. You do that for a number of years, for 3 years, that's considered ownership on the land, and that's considered a chazaka, what this mishnah is talking about. That's simple, the alabes, we all know, this is the way it works. Now, let's analyze it a little bit. Why is this chazaka we only find by karka? Why this ownership that I have to don't have to keep my document, my title to my land, you know, forever, but if I live there for a number of years, that means it's mine and nobody can throw me out of it. That's a sign of ownership. Why is it only by karka? Why is it not by anything else? I buy a car, I buy a pair of glasses, I buy a suit, so I should be able to say, you know, I have to keep the receipt, you know, I have to live there 3 years, I have to use it for 3 years. What's the concept? Why is it only by karka? And why not by kaka?
Because the Talmud, by definition, is movable. Movable property. If you have it, it's presumed to be yours.
Why is that?
Unless you have Moshe Chavar, unless someone else.
Okay, so I want to show you that there are two reasons given in the Rishonim. Two reasons given in the Rishonim. Why kaka needs a chazaka. Why there's such an institution as a chazaka by kaka and not by metalim. And based on that, I think we can understand what the purpose of chazaka of kaka is. So let's go step by step. The first one is that Seth said. Everybody knows this concept, is that by metaltalin, there's such a concept, chazaka mashatach ziyad odom shaloyu, which means, when I'm walking around with a pen in my pocket, so there's no reason to believe that this is not my pen. I have a chazaka, then I'm holding this pen, that means it's my pen. Chazaka mashatach ziyad odom shaloyu. I'm having this pen in my hand, it's mine.
That's true for me.
Okay, might be Kenan Masun Lahashul will ask you. But the concept is because by metaltalin, movable things which move around from place to place, every time you have something, I'm considered the muksik. Once I'm considered the muksik, that's it. There is no such thing as the previous owner. By metaltalin, there's no concept as a marakam. Marakam means a previous owner. Why? Because whoever owns it now is the muksik. It's his. There's nothing to doubt. Chazaka ma'asach z'odem shaloyu. There's no such concept as a previous owner, as a marakama. It's only the muchzik now. What's the reason? So it's really Gemara. The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Ro'u shehit min kelim tachas knafov. If you saw somebody, then he went into somebody else's house, and he walked out hiding utensils underneath his thing. And he goes out and he says, "Lukuchin and biyadi, they're my bought them." Ainu nemon, he's not believed. Says Gemara, you know why he's not believed? Loya moron ela balbay shein osilimko kelo. Aba balbay is osilimko is kelo nemon, which means that if it's something that somebody would sometimes sell, then even if you walk into somebody's house and you see you walk out with it, and we didn't see any sale, but if the owner potentially could sell such an item, then the owner is not believed to say that you took it from me. He's always believed to say it's his. Why? Chazaka mashach zom shaloyu. Even if I see the guy hiding it and taking it secretly, it doesn't make a difference. Why? By anything which moves around, chazaka mashach zom shaloyu. What's the reason? V'loyman l'zizem l'shulim v'zem l'kuchin av v'bignuvin l'avko k'mine l'achzuki inish v'gan v'loy maksikinom. The reason is because something which is so clear, just walking around with it, so then, if you didn't acquire it correctly, then you're a ganav. We don't expect people. Chazuke inish beganve loy machzikinam. We don't think anybody is considered a ganav, and therefore we don't. Somebody has a cheskas kashus. He's not considered a ganav. So therefore, how does he have this pen? How do I have this pen in my hand? It must be that I bought it. Therefore, I'm the muchzik. It's only me. Everybody else doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a previous owner. Since things can be bought, and we don't think that somebody is going to be an open ganav. So therefore, every time I have something in my hand, I'm a muhsik. There's no such thing as a previous owner, as a previous marakam. That's regarding metaltalin. However, when it comes to karka, right, when it comes to land, then you don't have this concept of somebody not being a ganav. Why not? So here, look in the Ritva 4 and the Chiddush Arim in 4a. He says, both give a different, slightly different reason. He says, number one, he says like this. He says, "Midai lechazok shalosh shanim kolay mamechad af lechazoke shetei shalosh shanim lepochz lo yosel." So he says, what's his concept of chazoke by kaka? Im tfisos in raya kemetaltlin to have a chazkos in altar. If you say like metaltlin, that means the second I have it, it's mine. There's no reason to believe it's not mine. V'mein tfisos in raya, and maybe tell me by land, the fact that I'm living in the land, it doesn't prove anything. Which means that karka is different. Why? Because I can be in somebody's land and not be called a ganav. I can't hold somebody's pen unless I'm a ganav, and we don't think you're a ganav. But land, I can go into his camp, that's what the Ritva says. I'm going into land and still not be called a ganav. So therefore, the fact that I'm living in the land, or the fact that I'm working the land, doesn't prove anything. Because I can go use his land and not be called a ganav. The whole reason we say the pen belongs to me, because I'm not a ganav. Therefore, what am I holding to a pen? It must be, it's mine. But land, I can go into somebody's land and not be called a ganav. Therefore, you don't have the concept of being a muhsik. Once I hold the land, it does not prove at all it's mine, unlike metaltalin. That's what it was says.
So when he's going into the land, what do we assume he's doing? He rented the land?
Maybe he's working, did some work for him. Okay. My garden, so means nothing.
Why can't I have borrowed the pen?
What was that?
Why can't I borrow the pen?
Oh, so the Gemara says, if it's kelim ha'asuyim lahashil ulahaskir, things which are meant to be lent out, and the machlik is Rambam Ravit. The Rambam says only something which are created to be lent out. Not something which, the Rambam is very specific. Somebody says like a big pot that everybody shares, there you have no chazaka. Everywhere else, you do have a chazaka. You're right, but there's the concept, something which is asuyim hashul askir, there is no chazaka. But the clear difference between karka and metaltalin is by metaltalin, by a pen, it's considered, we don't call you a ganav. But anything else, karka, I can get away with using the land and not be called a ganav. And therefore, the fact that I'm in the land proves absolutely nothing. That's the way the Ritva says. The Chiddush Arim says like this, the metaltalin sheyikach lemidas ein chashash. What am I going to steal from you? We don't think. Masha'in gen karka she'ein lekach lirshusoy rak mishtamesh v'lay kopit ay mochel apeyres ein echocha. In other words, by land, I'm not taking anything away. I'm just using it. So I can continue using it without showing, without be called a ganav. So therefore, the fact that I'm using the land, it's not ownership, I'm not taking ownership of anything, I'm just using it. It proves absolutely nothing. So here we see the reason why by karka, there's no such concepts. That's very important. Again, by metaltalin, there is no concept of a previous owner. It's only what's mine, means it's mine, and there's nothing else. By karka, it's exact opposite. There is no concept of a muhsik. When I'm sitting in a land, it means nothing. Why? Because I can go into somebody else's land and it means nothing. The only concept you have by karka is marakam. Who is the real owner? Who do we know was an owner? Who has the deeds? Who do we know is an owner? Who do people know? Anan Saadi, Aden, witnesses, was an owner. There's only a marakama. There is no muhsik by karka. That's hadama number one. Yes. And we see this in the Rishonim.
Well, why does 3 years make a difference?
Wait. You're right. Wait. We're going to get that in a minute. So again, so the way we see in the Rishonim seems to be this one way, the way it seems to be in Rishonim, is again, that metaltalin, no marakana, only muhsik, pen. Karka, no muhsik, only marakana.
So why a metaltalin, they need all those kinyanim?
No, to acquire the first time.
You're right.
But if I want to not steal from you, okay, am I buying it from you? Am I? You know, how do I acquire it the first time? But you're right. If there's no proof to me acquiring it, The fact that I'm holding it is enough.
If you don't have the kinyan, someone can bring a raya against you and pull it out.
Yeah, that's also true. They say, no, I saw him grab it against the thing. There's no kinyan going on over here. Yeah, you're right.
Correct.
But you have to bring it. But raya would negate that, obviously. In other words, the kinyan is just in order to acquire it. Here we're talking about, forget about how you acquired it. When you're walking around with a pen, are you muhzik or not a muhzik? When it comes to melaldin, yes muhzik, no marakama. When it comes to karka, yes marakama, no such thing as a muhzik. That's what seems to be over here, the way the Rishonim learn. Now, what happens when I have it 3 years? What happens when I have it 3 years? So the one way of learning, and that's the way the Rambam learns and others learn like that, I'm going to go into the details, but the concept is that if I'm living in it 3 years, right, question if it's 1 year or 3 years, whatever the pshat is, we're going to work out the details in the Gemara. But the concept is that if I'm using your field for 3 years and you keep quiet, midelai micha, you're not saying, you're just sitting by idly while I'm using your field. And I'm taking the fruits out for 3 years. Well. Then it's a raya that maybe it's his. Meaning, midelai micha, the fact that I was not moicha for 3 years, that's a raya that no, I did acquire it correctly. Now, says of Nochem, now that is really mine. Says of Nochem, wait a second. I'll prove to you that it's not pshat. Listen to what he says. I'll prove to you it's not pshat that midelai micha, you kept quiet for 3 years, so now you become the muhzik. That doesn't make sense. Now, if you're out of town, it's a different story, right? I'll prove to you that you were not moicha for 3 years, it doesn't mean you become a muhzik. It doesn't mean that. He said, why? By karka, there's no such thing. He goes very strict with it. By karka, there's no such thing as a muhzik. So what is the 3 year proof? He said like this. 3 years only proves not that I'm a muhzik, but 3 years only proves, okay, we don't know what the story is, but if you're here now, we'll let you stay in it. We'll let you live in the karka because you're here now anyway. But it doesn't prove, it doesn't change the metzias. The metzias is, says Rav Nachum, that there's no such thing as a muhzik. 3 years only tells me, we don't know what to do with it, he's right now in the field, 3 years, nobody said anything, we'll let him stay here until we know otherwise. You want to prove otherwise? You have to prove otherwise. But it doesn't make him into a muhzik. What's his right? Listen to his right.
Most up with different words.
No, it's not. I'll tell you why. Once I'll tell you nafkaminas. Then I'll tell you two big nafkaminas. I'll tell you what the proof is. There's a funny ritva. The ritva says in where's my ritva? Number 6. The chen yeshaimer. There's some that say she'ein chazaka mo'eles ela lu'uk me'ara b'yad ha'machzik. What is he saying? Ritva says that 3 years, right, this concept of midlai micha only helps if I'm now in the land. I'm now in the land, and other guy kept quiet for 3 years, we'll let you have it. But if I'm not in the land, a third person is in the land, and I say, but I was here for 3 years, too bad, you're not getting it. Why? Because why should we give it to you? 3 years doesn't change and give it to me. Doesn't mean I'm not sadi, it's mine now. Doesn't do anything. It just means you're here anyway, we'll let you stay here. We don't know what the story is, but it's enough of a reyesa. Oh, he kept quiet for 3 years. Not so clear. Let him stay there. What's his proof? Because if somebody else is there, and I bring proof that I was here for 3 years, says Ritva, he argues it, but that's the sheet he brings down. I will not take it away from that person. Why? Because 3 years cannot change the muhzik. There is no such thing as a muhzik and a karka. 3 years just tells me, you don't know what to do? Okay, it's fishy. Why he kept quiet for 3 years? Leave it by him. But if it's anyway not in his possession, says the Ritva, then we won't give it to him. Because the 3 years cannot change and make him into an owner. That's a chiddush of Rav Nachum. The chiddush. One second. I'll tell you where there's another difference. What do you say?
Just enforces the status quo.
Enforces the status quo. That's all it is. And I'll tell you another right. He has a beautiful right in the Rambam. He doesn't say that. So somebody else says the right.
Why if the third party comes? Why wouldn't you say the same thing? Where were you for the last 3 years?
No, the third party is just here now. He's here for the last 2 weeks. He's not here for 3 years. I'm coming to you, and I said, oh, yeah, I have a chazaka for 3 years. Yeah, okay, but you're not in the land, so I'm sorry, we're not taking away from him now. That's what Ritval says. Read the words in Ritval 6. V'chein yesho emel, she'ein chazaka mo'eles. What does that mean? Ele lu'uk me'ara b'yad ha'machzik kishahu b'seicha. When he's in it. Aber lo'hetzi miyad ha'cherim, not the own, first owner, but to take it from a third party, lo'ay mahanya. And the Miri says the same thing. V'eide chazaka, again, the words are not the right words.
No, we use that term when you say becheskas
kach. Correct, correct.
So that's the status quo.
Status quo.
We don't change.
Correct.
It.
That's all
so
it is.
Once he's no longer on the land, he's no longer the status
right,
quo.
Right, right. Oh, you so push it. To me, it's a big Kiddush. I thought, don't keep quiet for 3 years. Boom, it's
no.
His. It's a riot. It's his.
Can
no.
I sell it?
What?
Can I sell it?
Who is you?
I'm the most like lowercase most of them. I'm sitting here for 3 years and you're enforcing the status quo.
After 3 years, according to
the report, you should not be able to sell it?
Why should I? Because you're only enforcing status quo.
Well, I know.
It's a nihu gabilis. It's not showing.
Yeah,
so
well,
bad.
I don't know. Because until you prove otherwise, another maybe changes that, okay, now you have to prove it. You're right. I know that you can not be able to sell.
Then the line, where's he drawing the line?
Correct,
what
correct,
you
correct.
Violence.
I know, I'll make it clearer with a beautiful diak in the Rambam. Just to show you over here what he says, number 7. Look at number 7. Beged cheskes gimashanim. Lefi pshutoi, simple pshat, ged cheskes gimashanim, hu midin anan saadi. Means we are witnesses. The afsha kaka koi becheskes amarikama, even though there is an original amarikama, you kept quiet for 3 years. You saw him living in your land. He kiraya gemura. It's like a proof. Because of this, we take the kark away from the original guy and we give it to the second person. That is simple pshat. Then he says, not like that. Second paragraph. Ela geder achazakahu the hachacham idlamicha mahanya helps. What does that mean? He sat there for 3 years and nobody said anything. Meaning, we look at him, we continue looking at him, okay, he must be the owner. It's not that we take it away from him and it becomes his, but okay, he's living there, we'll let it continue, the status quo. The Kozman Urak Begavna Shakaka Nimsis Kais Tachas Yodoi. The Bizet Daini Lake and Buchsik. Abakashaka ain't a Tachas Yodoi. It's not now by him, it's by somebody else. Le Shayach Leduna Kemuchsik, Vlay Mahani Achazoka. That's what his concept is. Now, I'll tell you where you see it even more clear, Seth. Listen to this unbelievable diuk, which I saw somebody else make a diuk, but it's my own diuk, really, in the Rambam. This is, by the way, by land. Why? Because land, like we said, there is no muhzik. There's only marakama, right? The fact I'm holding down the land means absolutely nothing. I'm here for 3 years, okay, we'll continue it, we'll make you now the owner, but it doesn't mean that you become the, you know, it doesn't mean that it changes hands. There's still the original marakama. Now we use the behem. That's by land. There's such a thing as goydras. What are goydras? Animals, right? Animals that go from place to place. Now, really, a pen, whatever I'm holding a pen, means it's mine, correct? Land, we said, does not mean it's mine. I'm not a muhzik in land, necessarily. How about if I'm holding an animal? Animal is by me, a dog, a cow, a sheep, that moves around. The fact that it's by me, does that prove that it's mine? Do we say chazok and mashtach zonam shaloyu? Yes or no? Like, we don't, why not? Why not?
It could have moved by itself.
Because it could have moved by itself. In other words, not because the reason why Goydris is no chazaka is not the same as karka. Because karka, I can use it for 3 years and it doesn't mean I'm a ganav. Right? Because I can use it for years and nobody says anything. Or up to 3 years, I can use it. Because karka, it doesn't show that I'm thieving because I'm not using it. As somebody else's animal, I am using. I'm taking to my possession. The reason why it's not a chazaka is because it could have come there by itself. So the fact that it's by me doesn't prove anything. Correct? If after 3 years it sits by me and the owner didn't say anything, what does that prove? Yes, it does. By kaka, we said there's no such thing as a muhzik. There's only marakama. Animals, there is such a thing as a muhsik. Just I'm not a muhsik because the fact that it's by me doesn't prove anything because it could have moved around. But if after 3 years nobody said anything, so obviously the reason why it's by me is not because it moved around, it's because I bought it. Correct?
No.
So, 1 second.
Because nothing for 3 years is still nothing. If it's a nothing...
No, but the reason, it depends why it's nothing. By karka, we understand, it's nothing for 3 years, correct? So it still remains nothing. That's the condition of nothing. I understand that. By animals, for 3 years, up to 3 years is nothing because it doesn't prove that it's mine because it could just walk to me.
Why is 3 years more than 2 years?
So you're right. So there's another question. Why
guys
just
go back?
You're right. So some say 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, whatever the time period is, then we say, okay, now it really proves that in fact, if I meet all the time and it didn't go anywhere else, right, that means that it's really mine. But that means it's mine. Let's look at the Rambam. Hey, the way the Rambam says chazaka, both chazakas, by land and chazaka by animals. Let's do the words in Rambam. The Rambam by what's the name? He speaks by animals. Behemar chaya sheina shmur ena malechet b'chol mokum v'roya ena b'cheska zesh etof samach sheyidu lebaylim kese eva tereidim sheyidu lebaylim sheyidu lebaylim zeh tereidim sheyidu lebaylim sheyidu lebaylim sheyidu lebaylim sheyidu lebaylim. Why? She'ein heyoyse tachas yodah raya she'ei yeholcha me'atzmo b'nichnas ha'vishusa. It doesn't prove anything. It moved around. It proves absolutely nothing. And it says, etc., etc., so by slaves. By the dots in the second paragraph of 8, Hevi zehanitam shetofas eved eden sheishas eved etzlay shalosh shanim v'tufos is by me for 3 years straight. Boom, ishtam zogedek shem sham zul rabon, and it didn't move around. It's by me for 3 years straight. Hoyel v'lay micha by b'chal elu hashanim. Since he wasn't micha, what does Ram say? Harei zehneman, we believe him. Umamid enoy tzebiyadei. What do we mean we believe him? That means that the reason why it didn't move is not because it could have moved, but 3 years it didn't move, that means I bought it. Harei ze neman, I believe him, and I'm eating nice to be other. Clear? Clear? Seth, come on. What's not clear? He says, the fact that it moved around, but if for 3 years it's by me, straight, harei ze neman. What do you mean he's believed? We believe him that what? That he bought it. It's his.
But not because it didn't leave.
Because
nobody objected.
Nobody objected. Harei ze neman. What do you mean
neman?
Right. So you believe him that what?
Then he bought it.
Right. So now we say, oh, for 3 years it didn't move. It means it really is his. It was always his. Right. That's what it means.
So that's back to your point about the pen. The pen, we don't. It's either owns it or he stole it.
Correct.
And we don't want to say he stole it.
Correct.
With an animal.
We're not sure for 3 years.
There's another choice.
Correct.
He either bought it or it could have been left onto his property.
Correct.
After 3 years, we now say
that he didn't steal it, and it's his. It's his all along. Right?
You eliminate the steal option.
Correct.
He owns it.
He owns it. So now, after 3 years, animals is like a pen.
So then you have to say the same thing.
Wait. Comes to karka. What does the Rambam say? Seth, you read it to me inside. Halacha Bey is the same thing. He says that you have no raya and etc. etc. By medvavim shematzim ruvin avi raya stav shon zav zav. Aval and heavy aiden. Same thing. Halacha Bey. Aval and heavy aiden. He brought witnesses. Shachal peres kaka shalosh shana b'tufos. He lived there for 3 years in the field. V'nena b'kulik d'echna kolam moise kaka. Vushi efshel abanim v'shem shadu v'shem zikul melachibo. Right. Then obviously the owner knew about it and he kept quiet. What did he say? Mamid noise biad ruvin. He doesn't say Nemon who. Mamid noise biad ruvin. Mamid noise biad ruvin. Why? Because the Rambam says Karka. There's no such thing as a muhsik. Even after the midalai micha, it doesn't mean it's a muhsik. It doesn't mean that. I mean, we don't know what to do with it. We keep it for him. Not say Harezen Nemon. Mamid noise biad ruvin. He just doesn't mean it's a biyadai. And listen, maybe snapshot. What was the Rambam not saying over Harezen Nemon? Why is he making such a glaring distinction between the Geidras that he says, okay, after 3 years, once we know it didn't move around, it's a proof, Harei Zenemon, that it's mine. And by Karka, he doesn't say that. So all I'm saying is, that's the first way of learning Chazak. Again, the reason why Karka is different, that's the main thing. Forget about this Diuk and the Rambam, separate issue.
But Evan has a din of Karka.
Yeah,
right?
No, not in this. Not in this.
Movie,
correct. And Evan, you can make Chazak, and it doesn't mean that no, you can own it. It's not like, again, the main concept is, like the Rishonim say, that a pen, this is mine, I'm a muhsik, no such thing as a marakama. Karka, there's no such thing as a muhsik, really. It's just a mark comment. Why? Because the fact that I hold it doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove I didn't steal it. Because I'm going into the kaka, I'm not taking it into my possession. After 3 years, the fact that he kept quiet for 3 years, it changes ownership. Now whether you want to accept Reb Nachum and you say that it's not really full change ownership, or you don't want to accept it, but the concept is after 3 years he kept quiet, it changes ownership.
So the difference between the kaka and the pen is with the kaka, when he's there the first year, he doesn't necessarily have to be either a ganav or own it.
Correct.
It could be some other explanation.
Correct. Correct.
He could be a tenant.
Correct. 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 Correct.
Sharecropper.
And therefore, there's no chazaka masalam
shavu. Why does that change after 3 years?
Because obviously, midalai micha, the fact that he didn't keep quiet, that somehow is the way he says it. Anam sahadi. So we are edim, witnesses, that we were mistaken all along, and obviously he bought it.
But if he rented it, why would that change?
Because a person doesn't sit quietly, and only does it quietly for 3 years. Yeah, but he doesn't sit quietly, then he would be moichel. You know, by the way, it's my thing, right? I'm not sitting quietly. If I'm sitting quietly for 3 years, obviously it's proof that I sold it to you. That's one concept of chazaka, why kaka is different than metalim, one kind of chazaka. Is this clear? One very good shot. Okay. There's a Rashbam that's something altogether different. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam discusses the same thing. Rashbam, some related to Vasa, Membeis and Valif. Rashbam says, discusses, why is Karka different than Metaltrium? Look at the Rashbam, Rashbam number 9. V'cheskas shalashim talks about ha'umnin einam chazaka, which means that if you work on somebody's suit, then obviously it doesn't show anything, right? I give my suit into the cleaner cannot say it's mine. Umnin, if you're a professional, einam chazaka. There's no such thing as chazaka. Says the Rashbam, V'cheskas shalashim loy nemro elav imikaka. Our question. Why do you have a concept of a chazaka only by land and not by a pen? If I'm holding on to the pen even 1 second, I see it's coming out of his hand, that means he's holding on to the pen. Even though Seth knew this was my pen a minute ago, I'm believed to say, sorry, I bought it, right? Why? Why? Why am I believed by a pen to say I bought it and by a land not? The stam lekach metalte mechaveroi b'lay edim hukayna uvelay star. He says, because when I buy a pen, I don't take a star, I don't take edim. So therefore, mashenk in karka, I take a star and I take edim. So therefore, by a pen, I don't need a chazaka. By karka, I need a chazaka. What's Rashbam saying? What's he saying? Is he saying because it shows his mind, it proves his mind? Not saying anything of the sort. Right? Michael, what is he saying? Tell me what he's saying.
That's where we started with Cheskas Raya.
Cheskas Raya.
Cheskas Raya.
I know.
Star,
so what is he saying? What is he trying to say?
What's the sign? You typically don't, when you buy
a pen.
When you buy a karka, you typically have the star. After 3 years, you probably. They give you a time period of where it's expected for you to have the star.
Okay.
Once that time period elapses, however they decided for that time period to be, once that time period elapses, then you no longer are required to have the star, and therefore we'll let you keep it.
So what are you saying now? A whole different concept of chazaka.
It's nothing to do with actual transferring of violence.
It's not midal amicha is a transferring of violence.
It's almost like the kana, so
we're going to get to the choices cost of that, actually. But I'm proving you from the Rashbam already, in the difference between karka and metaltlin, that's going to be the difference in chazaka as well. And I'll tell you, let's first go to the difference in the karka and metaltlin, and then we'll take the difference in chazaka. I think what he's saying, by the way, before you say your thing, I think let me hear what you want to say. What is he trying to tell us?
That's normal business practice, is not to have edim and shtar.
So therefore,
if I'm holding on to something, is it that even if you bring some kind of, even if you bring edim, that it was yours 2 minutes ago, but you must have sold it.
Mashenke by land.
By land, normal business practice is to document.
And therefore?
If you don't have the document, then how do we know that you lost?
Meaning, what the Rashbam is saying is by a pen, there's no normal business practice to have a shtar and edim. So therefore, he says it's his. There's nothing proving me otherwise. By land, I say it's mine. You're right. Land also has chazak and ma'asavzam shalayu. But the reason why there is no chazak ma'asavzam by the land is because normal business practice, you have a star and edim. Where is your star and edim? You say it's yours? Where is your Stein Adem? There's something saying that you're lying. Why? Because normal business practice, you have a Stein Adem, land. Where's your Stein Adem? The fact that I have no Stein, no Adem, that disproves what I'm saying. It goes against the Chazakah. The reason why, in other words, according to the Svar, maybe land also. Chazakah Basalam Shalayah. The second I have land, that's mine, 100%. Just what's the pshat? You already did the next step. Just what's the pshat? Pshat is that you're right, it's my land, Chazakah Basalam Shalayah, but it's not true. Normal business practice, Stein Adem. I have no Stein Adem. You're a liar. You didn't buy it. If you buy it, where's the Stein Adem? So there's something that goes against the chazaka that I have right away by land. What is that? Where's the Stein Adem? You're lying. It's not true. What changes after 3 years?
You can't reasonably expect you to hold on.
Right. After 3 years, you don't have the time anymore of having where's your Stein. So if you don't have the time anymore of your Stein, it's mine. In other words, what changes over here is not that after 3 years it kept quiet, it changed ownership. No. Up to 3 years, there is no chazaka. Why is there no chazaka? Because where's the Stein Adem? That's what Rashbam says. But once 3 years happens, when you don't have to hold your Stein forever, right? So then we say there's no time anymore, and therefore it's okay. So what's the concept of chazaka? Says the Ksais. The concept of chazaka is takanas chachamim. Chazal understood that people are not going to hold on to their star forever. So they said, you know what? We're going to do something in lieu of the star nadin. 3 years, you're right. The fact that you don't have a star, that's going to go against your chazaka. Once 3 years pass, we say, okay, 3 years pass, so therefore you have something else instead of the star nadin. What is something else? The chazaka.
3 years shalom.
Of course it needs shalom micha. Why? Because they give you a right to be micha to make sure the other guy doesn't have a chazaka. Going to the first that the midlay micha is the whole thing that changes the ownership. Here, no. What changes the ownership? The fact that you have a chazaka for 3 years. Chazal said, boom, that's enough. A special takanas chachamim, like you said. A takanas chachamim that 3 years is in lieu of the shtar de'edin. You live the 3 years, that's good enough. Just in order for me to make sure the guy's not going to do it. You know, and lying, I have a right to be moichah. If I'm moichah for 3 years, so I cancel your special takana of takanas chachamim of a chazaka. But the chazaka is really to give me, in lieu of the Stein Adem, that after 3 years, I don't need Stein Adem anymore, and I have a chazaka. And once I have a chazaka, it's mine all along. That's a different concept of looking at a chazaka. Yes?
According to Rashba, on the metaphorical side, though, it seems to undermine the whole concept of a mosmechomer of a right. There is no proof you could bring that it's yours.
He said, "Neman zamuch the glem
lekuchem yodim." The greatest proof you could bring. He says that's not even good enough.
With what? By metaltlin? By what?
Metaltlin.
No, he says, "I'm metaltlin. Mishu mufti b'chaveiro."
The past, it was
right.
The one zeh hamoso. The one correct. Holding it is belief.
Now, correct.
Exactly. So how does hamoso?
No, that's exactly the point.
You bring my shirt. I bring 2 inches to my shirt.
Too bad. No. Aiden, yes. Aiden. Hey, Shahayah Shalom. If you bring him, this was my shirt.
That's
too bad. That's true.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? It's 100% true. If you come over to me and says, Rabbi, how can you wear the shirt? I have two witnesses that yes, they had the shirt. It was mine. Too bad.
No,
yeah. I thought
it was mine.
You're
saying it is mine.
No, Shahayah Shalom. How do you know you have Aiden that's yours now?
You're wearing it, so I mean...
How do you have witnesses?
You have to bring Adem.
You can bring Adem.
That's right.
What
does Adem say? 100%. The only way you can...
Adem was saying that it was in your closet.
It was in your closet.
That just proves it was once yours.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So how does Hamos Mechaber Al-Varai work?
That's how it works. The only way, only Rai you can bring is that either I stole it, or that you were with me from yesterday till today, and I was locked in my room and didn't do anything.
2 minutes where no one saw
exactly.
The object.
Exactly. Muxer. That's Muxer. That's exactly the point. Muxer.
Lock the door.
That's exactly the point. That's the concept of Muxer. 100%. That's by stocks like that. So I think that's what the Ksais is trying to say. He said like this. Kesa di chazaka. So he discussed the whole thing over there. And he says, well, Lefini is that the chazaka. The counter chazaka. The shalish shanim. Like Michael said, it's a takanas chachamim. Why? Mishum tikkun olam. The lady gilil is over the star. People don't watch the star more than 3 years. The same machzikim in Yeshua Seichai, Meshach Shemayna Reilu, Shulayil Velayim Nizai Tvei, which means that I'm not going to, you know, nobody says anything, I'm not going to keep my star more than 3 years. We must from Zeb Shay Laguchas, so therefore, if you're not going to keep a star, then you'll say eventually you'll take away the land from him because he has no star. They made a special takana. Because people were losing the star after 3 years, so they made a special takana. Now we'll give you, look what they say, we'll give you, it's almost like a kenyan. Almost like a kenyan. Meaning, star is a raya in the kenyan, when you buy it, and star is a raya for 3 years, Adam is a raya for 3 years, and now chazaka, boom, it's a new raya. We created a new raya that showed that it's yours. Why did they create it? Because since you're going to lose it, therefore they created it. But it's not that because you didn't say anything, it reverts back to me. No, nothing to do with that. It's mine. Why is it mine? Because Chazal said, you know what, it's not fair. You're going to lose your star, you're not going to have anything. We'll create a new way that it's yours. What's a new way that it's yours? Having it for 3 years. Yeah, if he's Moicha, then that disrupts it. If he's not Moicha, then why is it mine? Because Chazal created a new takana that is mine. Once I have it 3 years, it's mine, and that's in lieu of the Shtar Eidim. By the way, that's what the Dvar said in the beginning also. B'makim Shtar Eidim. They made a takana instead of the Shtar Eidim. Yes, Michael.
So he's a muksak from day one, just with a raya.
Correct. Yeah. I think, no, he's a muksak from day one. Just the fact that he has a, doesn't have a star. Right? The fact, in other words, if he wouldn't have a star,
he would lose it.
So therefore, he has to always keep a star.
What is he considered the owner?
Right? What is he considered owner? He's the owner from the time he buys it. But when is he considered a proof? When does Chazal say, okay, show me proof of your ownership? Chazak only after 3 years.
Or if he has
the star. Or if he shows the star, obviously. Meaning the star takes the place of the star in the agent.
After 3 years.
Right. It's special to come to
the
final.
I think Michael said earlier, it sounds like enough to me. According to the first shot, it doesn't sound like it's really yours. It's like, fine, you're here 3 years. We have no proof otherwise. We'll let you stay.
Right, that's where the knocking
sounds like it's yours.
Correct.
But the second shot, no, it is really yours.
Right, it becomes yours.
So
it becomes yours. Correct.
Enough to me. I mean, can you really sell it? It sounds like.
I know, but that's a big thing to say. If all I have is a chazaka, I cannot sell it. Yeah, nobody says that.
We have a nihum of bialus, which means that so long as you are acting as a baal, but one of the things that a baal has is to sell it.
It's to sell it. So. Now listen, you give it to him, we give it to him. Hey, listen, I brought the Nachem, I think it makes the differences very stark between both ways, right? Now whether you accept him or you don't accept him, you can also learn after 3 years, Midal Amicha changes everything and instead of the Marakama, he becomes a Muchzik. That's where you learn it. The second shot, clearly not like that. Second shot is, the 3 years means that for 3 years, it's mine all along. There's a Chazaka right away, it's mine. It's always mine. Nobody even doubted that. Just for 3 years, I have to show my star. After 3 years, Chazal said, okay, instead of the star, you can show something else. Chazaka. Chazaka was a special takana that he said, instead of the star, show the Chazaka, and you're good to go. But when is it mine, or when is it proof that it's mine? Right away. Just the first 3 years, you have to show the star. After 3 years, don't show the star, they gave something else. What they give? Chazaka. So it's the takana that they said, in lieu of the star, you can show the Chazaka. I think these are two ways, and we keep those two ways in the Rishonim throughout the beginning of Cheskas, it's the two ways of understanding how this works. Now, having a look in the Rashi and the Rebbeinu Gershom, I think we can see a difference. Each one learned perhaps a different way. Look what he says. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Cheskas Abatim, Va'aboyres, Va'ashichim, Va'amores, Va'ashefim, Va'amachatzois, all these items, right? Ubeis Abadim, Beis Ashlochim, all these fields, everything that makes fruits constantly means you can reap the fruits the entire time. The chazaka has to be, you have to, in order to have your proof, the chazaka, or in order to have the midlay micha, you have to be here 3 years the whole time. Says Rashi. Again, if you're there for 3 years, you don't have to bring your star, right? That's what we're learning now. And if the first owner complains after 3 years, and he says, I sold it to me, and I lost my star, if you're not there for 3 years, why? They said 3 years, that the only time you have a chazaka is if you're there the full 3 years. Otherwise, there is no chazaka. What does Rashi seems to say? The second shot. Meaning, when do we say, in lieu of the Shan Eidim, if you show ownership for 3 years, that's full 3 years, that means in lieu of the Shan Eidim, special takana, we'll let you get away with the chazaka. That's what Rashi says. Why do I need full 3 years? Because if it's not full 3 years, there is no ownership. It doesn't show full ownership. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rabbeinu Geshem. He says the same thing. V'imichzik, by the underline, Rabbeinu Geshem. V'imichzik ben gimel shana miyem liyayim, v'achkach ma'aleim shum odem, machzik in lehem bezen ha-machzik. U'mishum hochi, b'inon miyem liyayim. Why do you need 3 years every day? Rashi says you need 3 years every day because that shows, instead of the star, ownership. Says Rabbeinu Geshem, why do you need 3 years every day? So that the other guy should not say, what do you mean? I was here January 3rd 2 years ago and you were nowhere to be found. That's why I wasn't moicha. What are you saying? The reason why I need 3 years to make sure that a guy cannot say, the other guy cannot say, but I came, you're not there, but then that's why I didn't say anything, because I didn't know that you were there, because I came, you were not around. Why does he say that? Because he holds that the raya that is mine is because 3 years keeping quiet every day, that reverts the ownership. Therefore, if I miss one day, so then the guy says, well, I didn't keep quiet for one day because I didn't see you there. That's why I didn't say anything. So you don't have the midalai micha for three, 4 years, because maybe I didn't say anything because I didn't see you there one of the days. So the Rabbeinu Geshem says you need 3 years every day because otherwise there's no midalai micha. Because maybe he came and you're not there, you know where to be found, and therefore he kept quiet, and therefore it's not a proof. Because he needs a proof of midalai micha, like the first way. But Rashi says, no, you need to be here 3 years, because that shows ownership. Because chazaka is instead of the Shtar Neidim. And if you're not there 3, 4 years, then you don't have something in lieu of the Shtar Neidim. I think it's clear, Rashi and Rabbeinu Geshem, the two ways why they're learning, different ways, different aspects of the chazaka, because they have two different ways of looking at chazaka, and all that is dependent on the difference between the pen and the karka. According to the first shot, karka, or the pen, there's no marakama, there's only a muhsik. Karka is the opposite. There's no karka, there's only muhsik, only marakama. After 3 years, somehow it reverts. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, no. That karka also has something right away. Just every time, I have to show my star. Without a star, it's proof that I'm lying. But therefore, after 3 years, when I don't have to show my star anymore, then we say, the chazal made me do takana, the chazaka is in lieu of the star. Now you don't have to show your star anymore, because now you have chazaka. So it's a form of ownership that they gave you instead of the star and the edim, and that's the concept of chazaka. These are the two ways, I think, at least the way the Rishonim learned, chazaka.
So is it a weaker bilus? If you say that it's a takana after 3 years?
So that's a whole question. The Shar Mitzvah would ask a question on the Ktsoyis HaKoshen, that wait a second, if it's a takana, so maybe it's only yours, the Rabbanon. That's a question. He said, how could you, and he has a riot from a get. It says that if you write a get on an evet, which wasn't somebody else's reshus, and you have a chazaka, mugureshet, what do you mean? Only a takana, the Rabbanon, it's a weaker form of ownership. See, he says that once, it, you know, that's a, then they start getting hefkebez. Hefke, they say, takana, the Rabbanon helps with the raisa, there's one shot. Another shot they want to say is that even if your debt gets complicated, I don't want to go into there. Even if you hold, it's the corner, you still need the midalai micha, and it still proves that that's already, you know, two hair splitting, can't get there. But yes, that's definitely a question that they ask. That obviously it's a weaker form of ownership because it's only the corner of the rabbanon that it's proof that it's yours. Could be it is yours. We have no proof that it's yours. We don't know. And therefore, it's only it's corner of the rabbanon might be weaker. Correct. That's a good question. They actually ask that. Okay.